So gay. No way.
Yep. Just so many moments where that's popped in my head. It just makes me giggle so goddamn hard.
Sitting around dreaming about kissing all the fellas. Only thing stopping you is your yella. I'm gay. He's gay. No way. He's gay. Yeah, it's funny to think of. I like the no way being the drummer, and he's like kind of pissed. And everyone else is just being super supportive of the lead singer in the Western swing band being out.
Nobody warned the drummer.
Yeah. No way. He's gay. He's gay. Yeah.
That's getting me so good. And then I forgot about one of our filming locations where we joked that the cameramen were going to jail and that I was filming Bori on my camera.
Oh, and yeah.
I like scream laughed watching that this morning.
Wait, are you talking about when we were at the high school?
Very much so, yes.
Oh, yeah, dude. That was sketch.
Was like, I didn't know this was happening, so I started recording him and then turned it around on myself and was like, me and David didn't know this was happening. And then he was like, are you recording this shit?
Yeah, and Joe was just filming all the children getting out of school. Yeah, it's funny to think of, like, Joe getting in trouble, and then somehow the hard drive deletes everything except for him filming the high school. And it's just like, okay, well, it's pretty damning evidence. The only file on this computer is a bunch of kids getting out of school. And then you show them that, you show them, like, you have to do, like, witness testimony, and it's you with your camera on David. Lund, did I tell you that we went to Elizabeth High School anyway, even though they said we couldn't come on the premises?
No, we didn't get to that, man. Hi.
Well, yeah, so
welcome today, to Chubby welcome to Chubby Behemoth. It's a podcast about best friends.
He's gay. Oh yeah, you went in the van for that. Damn it.
He missed all that, yeah.
Oh, Lun, man. We had some fun. So there's an old school, like, 50s country western band, kinda like Hank Williams One, and he's up leading the band, you know, and he's like awful lot of fighting down at the saloon. I just want to lick on the knot of your balloon. He's gay. He's gay. No way. He's gay. And the drummer is upset to find out live on stage that the band leader is gay. So, that was a fun bit.
That's good.
Can we turn up Lund?
Yeah, I meant to turn you down.
Let's turn up Lund in the headphones.
I'm turned.
Lun, do you remember your bit that you and David came up with in the back of the van?
No.
Fat Black High School?
Oh, shit. Yeah, the gauntlet. The absolute toughest place to come from. because they would dominate you, blast you into just... dust. Because they're the best.
If you're the only white kid at Fat Black High School, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, a white kid coming from Fat Black High School and being unstoppable. Like, nobody can touch him.
He's fucking unfazable. So, he's bulletproof. Yeah, because he's been in training. He's just molded. Been in the fucking furnace for 4 years.
Yeah, forged in fire, and then comes out barely, but as strong as he could possibly be. Yeah, superhero type.
But he gets so into the culture that he then goes to a historically fat black college.
Well, yeah,
he shows up,
second.
And he's just surrounded by clumps.
That's he's the second, like, hey. Season.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't hear myself, so that's annoying.
Becker, what do you think about Lund?
Hold on. Yeah.
I don't know why he can't hear himself. That's odd, because he's...
I often can't hear myself in this. That's why I have to talk so much.
I think I sound... can hear myself more now.
Can I get a little more Lund in my headphones?
That's as loud as I can make Lund. I turned you and I down to equal it out. I don't know why his mic's been coming in quiet for a couple of episodes.
What's that? Mm. I'm going to do laundry tomorrow. I'm coming to you live from my sister-in-law's basement, and I am staring at a deflated bounce castle that she has for little Susu in the basement. And it's a real metaphor for how things are going around here.
Is it a two-person bounce house? Like, is it small?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty much just for Susu. I'm pretty sure the weight limit on it is probably 85 pounds. So if I were to go in there, I would be killing her toy on a grand scale.
So where were you that you... I figured you were at Hannah's, like, watching Susu get tired.
No, we were over at Suzanne's house, my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah.
And I gave Susu the gift of a lifetime. Because we were playing a Mexican train, you know, it's like a dominoes game. And I just whispered over to Susu, Emily's wearing a diaper. And she wouldn't shut up about it for 45 minutes until we left. We would have left probably a half hour earlier if I didn't inform Susu that Emily was wearing a diaper and that there was poo-poo and pee-pee in it. Oh, yeah. It brought everything to a halt. It was the same thing as, like, doing, like, a worker's strike, as you tell a four-year-old that her aunt has a diaper on and just... It's over. So I had Susu on my team in Mexican Train, and it just devolved into us whispering and giggling and pointing at Emily until Emily was like, all right, fine, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. And Susu said, you're wearing a diaper. It was awesome.
Damn. And then you won the game. The game was over. Oh,
yeah. Well, I won the game within the game. I dominated the metagame challenge. Yeah, dude. Emmy has a diaper, and it's full of pee-pee and poo-poo. Just atomic bomb. I nuked her. It's before and after. She was like turned to dust and then reborn as diaper accuser, Susanna. Yeah, and then she would like go up and like check and like pull her pants out and look in and look at me and give me a thumbs up, like confirmed. And of course, you know, Suzanne, Emily's mom, was like, okay, it's not that funny. And I'd be like, hold on, it's pretty funny. Susanna, what's in Emily's diaper?
Let it breathe.
Yeah. Hey, give it a chance. I'm like fanning. I'm just fanning the coals of the diaper fire. And then it burnt Dearborn to the ground.
Fuck, yep. Man. Mm-hmm. I'm on board the Mexican train to fucking... Diaperville. Well, and it's
doesn't
funny.
Get better.
It's funny that you go back to the well after putting me in a diaper and like having any you could do anything in the world with my phone and you go diaper.
Yeah. A diaper posted you. Did you see that, Becker? Oh man. Lund was like Lund's phone was out at my house. And I took his phone and I was like, all right, I'm either going to horny react to one of AJ's green circle stories, AJ Splendor, shout out, or I'm going to post a story about you wearing a diaper and being okay with it. And he was like, all right, do the diaper thing.
No, I did the diaper thing. I didn't know it was going to be diaper. You just said, or post a story about whatever you wanted, like get a picture from my phone. And then post something. And I was like, that's fine, because then I don't have to, like, hope. All right, we lost Becker. That's perfect. I was wishing that, and it came true.
Becker, come back.
He's feeling ugly. God, he's not used to all the attention that he got for the last episode.
Oh, people are stoked that Becker's alive.
Yeah, they're pretending to be stoked that Becker's doing all right.
But
is he on?
Oh, he's fine.
Becker, did you just kill your camera, but you're there?
Becker, did you just Bud Dwyer on the pod?
All right,
Becker,
well,
are you the mayor of Pittsburgh? What's going on, buddy?
I guess we can keep...
We can hear you. You sound great.
He saw a flash of light and then an angel beckoned him.
Yeah, on the angel's back was Colton Burpo. He's like, come with me.
Anna Nicole and a fucking... I can't think of the guy that made the fucking Lamborghini are just like, come on.
Dude, the other night on stage, I was talking about reincarnation because this kid was tripping on mushrooms and I kept telling him he was going to die and then come back. And I was like, yeah, we all come back. We got to come back as whatever we want. I want to come back as the guy who found Anna Nicole.
Oh, God.
I mean, if you get to come back as anything... You know, I'd rather serve in hell.
Be the old guy, the old rich guy.
No, or no.
Be the guy that found it.
I want to be his wheelchair. I want to be Anna Nicole's last husband's wheelchair. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say we had the diaper thing up. And at first, I guess I didn't think about you sharing it as well. So I was like, eight people will see it on my account. But no, everybody
saw it. I screenshot it and then sent it to myself and posted it and said, like, solidarity with Lund. Because the post said, Becker, that Lund wears a diaper and he's been wearing a diaper for the last 3 years. And he's tired of hiding it. Yeah, right. We all know that. And then I pretty much did the live version of that tonight at Suzanne's house with...
Well, yeah, I'm sure it hit a lot harder with a 3-year-old than it did me Emily at your house.
Yeah. And then, like, seeing how stoked Susu was on the diaper thing really got me going. I mean, it was just... That's what being an uncle's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
But Lund.
Good uncle move.
They said, Elizabeth High School... I had my manager reach out to Elizabeth High School to get me on the field for filming. And they said, hey, we're all fans, but we've been dealing with some controversy at the school, and we don't want this to reflect poorly on us, because we watched episode one of Tokyo Riffs.
We don't want this to be the nail in the coffin.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh, what did you get in trouble for? Because one of your teachers banged one of my friend's younger brothers in 2005? Oh, yeah, you got in trouble for that. Was it that one of my friend's moms was the treasurer of the county school district and she embezzled $150,000 and went to jail for it? No, it wasn't that? Well, then what could it be? Because you guys are tarnished. There's no clean record here at EHS. The Cardinals are cockfighting behind the school. But
yeah,
so we just drove on to the campus.
Dead kids. The tacos are kids.
Just nonstop. Yeah. the Frito pie is children.
The third bridge killer is hitting all three bridges. Nobody is safe on any bridge.
Oh, no, yeah. But we just drove on, and we happened to drive on to the school at like 3:20 when school was getting out. So we just drove through the packed parking lot as Joe was filming out the window with the eight of us in that van. Just eight of the weirdest dudes. Literally driving through slowly and filming children.
Why? What did you didn't end up doing the? You had some plan for going at night and getting in from like what off of a trail? There was like a trail that you could take to the back of the football field or something.
Right, from the Elizabeth Glen, where Bonzo lived, and we pulled up and we found the hole in the fence, and we figured out that we could still get on that way, but we had to alter our plans to sneak on under the cover of nightfall because the storm came and we had to go to Denver instead.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So now we just have frantic, I don't know, very slowly moving footage of just every kid leaving the school. And what was most remarkable to me was that no one was wearing a letter jacket. Nobody. Not one single kid had a letter jacket on. But Becker pointed out, why, Becker? Yeah, all the cool kids were probably in the weight room or were snapping in each other with towels.
Pissing on each other's feet.
Yeah, exactly, trying to kill the ringworm. Nothing new. But it was just either that or it was like dork day at EHS, and it was only dorks were allowed.
It's funny.
Oh, Becker.
It's funny to imagine you trying to talk to the kids and then being like, what the fuck? When did you go here? And you're like, 20 years ago. And they're like, get out of here. They like rock. They start like rocking. They rock the van. you guys get all scared.
Yeah. Someone throws in a smoke grenade into the van. Joe starts having flashbacks.
Well, I was gonna say you joke about Joe's generation not being bullied, and the opposite is true. They're really good at it.
They're like the best at it. They're tactical.
Yeah. Well, and you've got the internet. You've got either impersonating someone or ordering things from Amazon or the dark web. Yeah, they've got every advantage, but. And they just unleash it on you. You know, they just just dress you down for your lack of riz.
Yeah, and, like the dorks somehow have like, they magnetize our pants and they just de-pants all of us in unison. We have to get out of the van because of the smoke bomb. And as we do, all of our pants come down. And then we're just out there with our wanguses dangling on the school ground.
Yeah.
And they're like, ha-ha, now you're all sex offenders. Right, gotcha.
They film it, send it to the cops and the news. Uh-huh. You're ruined in like 8 minutes. It's just everywhere and you're finished.
Yeah. It's over. Yep. So we have that footage. We got them. It's over.
You didn't talk to anybody, right? You just filmed them and then left?
God, no.
No,
yeah. No, we did not.
We were ready.
But I was behind the wheel. Yeah.
The best part was about
just
two...
honking the horn.
Get out of the way, dorks.
And then 2 minutes into it, Sam just started telling Joe he was going to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, well, Joe, you're the only one with footage of that on your phone or on your camera, so you're going to jail for sure. I kept referring to it as all that footage Joe got of the kids.
the cop from the bridge encounter shows up and he's like, "What the fuck? You guys again?
I thought
you guys were cool." I mean, and
when
by
I
cool,
pulled you guys
I mean,
over on that haunted bridge with your trombone, I thought you guys were upstanding citizens.
Yeah, I didn't picture you'd try to hit the fucking parking lot at let out.
Oh yeah. Dude, that was the worst time we could have been there. Just slowly circling in a sprinter van with eight adult men. Most of those kids weren't born when I graduated high school in 2005.
Yeah, you...
None of them.
The door is open. Yeah. The malfunctioning door on the van is wide open, so everybody's just...
Uh-huh.
Are you going to try to grab somebody? Because
we haven't figured out the door yet. It's not our van. We're borrowing this van from some other people. There's no license plate on the front for a reason. Yes, there are two cameras and a trombone.
No, this. Don't worry, this van can't be traced back to us.
Oh,
man. Shit.
Oh, it's all coming together.
Wait, so I thought maybe you had Googled Elizabeth High School to see what this controversy is, but you didn't do that?
Oh, I don't give a shit. I didn't give a shit back then.
I want to know.
At least little Kendall W. got some poo nanny out of the deal. Dude.
Who's that?
One of our friends, a friend of ours that you guys know, well, he did stand up for a long time, and he's from Elizabeth, and it's not me or David Borey. His little brother banged a teacher during playoff football away game, and I believe that not only was the teacher in the room with him, also her daughter and the cheerleader she was paying to babysit were in the next bed.
Yeah, oh. David said that, and I didn't know if he meant... If he didn't say different room or different bed. It seems insane that they'd be in the same room. Then why would you
think they were in the same room? As she was stealing that child's V card, and then Jay Leno made a joke about it. Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, he said that, what was it? It was like a 14-year-old boy had sex with his teacher at a football game. In response, his teammates carried him off the field. Mm-hmm. And we were all like, that's cool, we're on the news. And then meanwhile, this family was torn apart by a sex scandal.
By Jay Leno.
Yeah, like no one gave a shit that, you know, he was just a boy. We were all like, damn, I would have. I totally would have.
Yeah, that conundrum.
With the teacher.
When it's,
I think she got a couple other kids that I knew too, but
yeah,
they were already out of high school.
Yeah, that weird thing that it's cool if it's a, if it's a boy with a female teacher, then it rules.
Oh yeah.
then it's the best thing you can imagine.
Yeah, but if it's a fucking adult man with one of his students, then it's the ultimate crime. Come on. Let's pick a side here.
Wait, so
it either rocks or it doesn't.
You didn't. You didn't.
This glass ceiling is not enforceable.
You didn't have your letter jacket on in the at the high school, right?
I may have. I didn't get out, but I don't think. Right. I know I had it in the van with me. I only wore it on two shoots. I wore it at the skate park, and then I think I wore it at the cemetery.
He's
yeah, Dave took it away. Yeah,
he's gonna try and sell it.
Take it back to the shrine. Yeah, my dad has it on fucking Grail. It's a Sam Talent one of one. That guy, Big William Sowell, like flies out to Elizabeth. He comes in his Escalade and he picks it up. I'll be taking that, D-Man. I already have your home address.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Because you guys reacted so strongly to my story about not showering, I forgot the best part, which I just
Well, hey, catch the people
about.
Up, because some of these people aren't Patreon subscribers. If you want to know the whole story, go to the Patreon. That's patreon.com/chubbybehemoth to get the whole London shower for 4 days story.
Yeah, except I'm going to give it away for free right now. Yeah. I didn't shower for 4 days, I think. I just wasn't doing much of anything. So
after being in the van with us.
I was in the van for 1 day, and then home Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Just kind of
let it ride all the way.
Yeah, just never got around to to getting into the shower. And
oh, you're a round.
By the end, when I finally took my shorts and underwear off, they were on the ground by the hamper. And George Michael rolled around in my underwear. As if it was like Whoa. Goose shit or like cat vomit, like anything
yeah.
that I think it's instinctual to cover up their scent with anything strong and pungent and you
with
know,
rotting meat or
gross.
Skunk odor. Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, your
bad.
Dog thought your fucking wrecked undies were carrion and he rolled around in them like it was a carcass.
Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
So that he could hunt more effectively.
You should sell those undies along with my letter jacket. That's a one of one.
I
so what, you just
them.
Wore the same basketball shorts and undies for 4 days?
Yeah, I washed them, so they're not soiled anymore. But
oh, too bad.
They will be again.
Yeah, they'll be wrecked.
When it just made me think about how, like it was 4 days. I was in control the whole time. I'm not spiraling. And then you think about, like, somebody who doesn't shower for 4 weeks because they are spiraling.
The luckiest man alive. Single swinging cock out there against the world.
Just poncho. Poncho and like Spam or just like DoorDash.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And it's been
As
a
they're
month.
Like coding. Been... They're just sitting in some kind of elaborate chair coding.
Code switching.
Yeah.
Gaming.
Becker, we missed you.
Yeah, Becker's going through it.
Oh, I'm back now. Yeah, I think my router must be cycling because the power went down for a split second.
Damn. Well, you probably know who to call, right?
Yeah. I know what to do. I just don't want to do it right now because I don't want to unplug everything for fucking 10 minutes.
Do you want to pretend like I'm you and we'll do the call? Ready? Hello, US West Internet Service. This is Leticia.
"Hi, Leticia, my router keeps crashing, and it's affecting my work."
Now, you said router?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That sucks, man. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing. I'm hoping it's stable now. It seemed like it was good last time, and then it blipped on my ass again. So hopefully I'm good. It's just going to make editing take.
Well, hey, would you mind filling out this survey after the call?
Not at all.
All right. Thank you. Beep, beep, boop. Hello, we're calling you back about a survey for your service you just received from US West Internet. Hi, my name's Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, did you enjoy your time with Leticia? Was she helpful?
Yeah, Leticia was as helpful as anyone ever has been there. 5 stars.
How many out of 4 out of 5 stars, where would you put it?
5.
5 stars? All right, well, Leticia, can you come in here? Leticia, this man over here, I don't know that man. All right, hold on, Leticia. He says that you were excellent, so you actually just won $50,000 for being the best at service here. Oh, shit. Now, here's the thing, though. If you want to get it, you have to spend 24 hours in a room with the man in the middle screen here. This is Nathan Lund. He's been wearing that poncho and those basketball shorts without bathing for 5 days. Oh, hell no. That is not what I'm here for. All right. That's been some chubby behemoth theater.
I'll shower with the $25,000 that I get out of the deal. I'll get hosed down.
I'll get new shorts. So we've hit 1,000 subscribers. I think that we should give them a victory lap. You know, we should have a goal, and I really think it should be power washing Lund.
How about we do power washing Lund when we hit 1,000 paid subscribers?
Okay, you heard that here first, folks. Go to patreon.com/showbehemoth, and when we hit 1,000 paid subscribers, we're going to take Lund to a truck wash, and we're going to hit him with the high heat. We're talking, yes.
No, I'm not.
Becker
doing
got
that.
A tattoo, which is his greatest fear. Your greatest fear is clearly being cleaned, and my greatest joy in life is either shaving Becker's head or hitting you with some really high-powered water. So I think we should do this.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You think that that's a good idea? Yeah, I don't.
So do you agree?
I don't want to get blasted in the face with a car wash fucking hose.
You can wear one of the bulletproof masks that they use in Dragged Across Concrete.
Yeah, I didn't want to hit you with a car wash level pressure washer. I figured we'd just use like my hose nozzle.
No, you fool. I'm talking the thing they use to like clean grout out of the concrete.
Yeah, I don't want to use that on him. He'll lose his skin.
He does. He wants to take a layer of skin off of me.
Oh.
Yeah, is it worth it? Isn't it worth $5,000 a month? Come on. One time power wash?
No, because we can do whatever we want. So maybe we don't do that because that was the first thing that you thought of and you barely thought about
it. No, I have a list. I've made a long list of Patreon reward tiers, and that's at the top of it. It's power wash Lund. But here's the thing. We'll start the timer now, and from now until we get 1,000, you don't have to shower.
It's not a bar. It's not like I typically avoid bathing. This was special.
Well, yeah.
And I didn't want to do shit. I've been smoking weed and partying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Megan's watching True Blood rewatch. Mm-hmm.
She's getting horny and you can't deliver because you smell like fucking roadkill?
No. We're fucking partying.
I smell good.
She's not showering as much as she should. We're being bad.
Jesus.
Oh, the Bears are fucking awake, Becker. The Bears are up.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit.
Well, yeah, be careful with your garbage.
No walking at dark. Yeah.
That's why George Michael had to cover himself in your musk, Lund, because he's afraid of the Bears.
He smells the Bears, yeah.
Yep.
He wants to smell like an alpha. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they got into fucking neighbor garbage last night.
Damn.
So
it's no good, man.
I have a trick for prayers up for Lund.
If you, Becker, if you have any favorite outdoor cats, say goodbye.
Oh no, that little the neighbor's retard cat is like my favorite thing. While I've been stuck at home, he can't walk good. He got attacked by a hawk, and then the hawk gave up in the air and dropped him.
Shit.
So he walks like he's the drunkest man alive, and it's the cutest thing you've ever seen. And all the other cats take care of him and like push him up the stairs to get to the food. It's so fucking adorable. If he gets eaten by a bear, I'm gonna lose it.
So Lund isn't showering, and Becker made friends with a cat. That's what you guys are up to down there, huh?
Hey, you platformed it. You shone a light on it. You're like, look at my friends. Look what they're up to.
Look at my outsider freak friends. This podcast is just like a fucking table read of Gummo sometimes.
People start flocking to Trinidad like Austin with edgy comics.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like crow people, puzzle people.
People who want to stink.
Old car people.
Yeah. Smoking indoors, guys.
Gundam enthusiasts.
Poncho guys.
Oh, yeah, a lot of ponchos. I flipped it so that people knew that it was a new episode. This is new.
Damn.
Lund.
You new, tell time in Lund. Poncho flips. That's your hourglass. It's been 24 hours. Better flip the poncho.
Shit.
What, do you have something?
I thought maybe I would, but the main thing that I wanted to get out was the George Michael rooting around in my bad shorts.
You reminded me, I had a nice moment where I was like, man, David's really grown as a person. Because one time when we were doing whiskey and cigarettes, I said I had to go home because I was out of clothes. And he was like, so what? And then really made me like second guess whether or not wearing underwear once was the right decision. Because he was like, you turn it inside out, then turn it around.
And then turn it upside down.
And I was high, and he was David confident. Yeah, so he was like, you get 4 wears out of every underwear. And I was like, okay.
Oh, God.
And then like he left the house, and I was like, how did that man's magic convince me that was okay for 30 minutes? I'm going home. I'm going to go get clean clothes.
Yeah.
And then when we were hiking, he had to shit really bad.
Yes,
he
did. He
was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was like, go behind that rock and lose a sock, dude.
Yep.
And he was like, I'm not going to shit into a sock. And I was like, no, use a sock to wipe your ass. And he was like,
yeah,
I'm
you
not
make a sock puppet from hell, as we call it.
Yeah.
So if mankind was in a fucking Japanese death match, that's how he would do Socko. That's how he'd deliver the mandible claws after wiping with it. Only Terry Funk can take that bump. Cactus, I'm here to put you over. I want to give you a career. Terry, we're going to have to do the shit-soaked Socko. Oh, Cactus, you dirty dog. All right. I wouldn't do this job for any man, but I believe in you, Cactus. Oh, Cactus is reaching for the sock. Oh, it was not in the front. It was in the back. Oh,
God.
Yeah. Fuck it.
He's doing a final death match, and I don't know
I
how
know,
to feel
with
about
Cody
it.
Rhodes.
I don't think it's with Cody Rhodes. I think it's with Duke the Dumpster Drossy. It's with somebody that you said you didn't know who they were.
Yeah, I looked it up. It was some dude I've never heard of before.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, listen to this. Listen how dumb I am.
Nice.
Last night, we're down here podcasting, and I open up my little travel bag, which has a variety of edible treats in it that have THC in them, including just a bag of loose 50 milligram treats, like, you know, like hard candies, and then a chocolate bar. We do the pod last night. I'm all high. Emmy comes home from Gucci Mane. You know, one thing led to another. So I don't come back down to the basement. And then I wake up this morning to Emily being like, Jesus Christ, you just left a whole big bag of pot candy right in front of the bounce house. What's the matter with you? So I don't know if that's why Susu liked the Emmy has a diaper on thing so much. I don't know if she sampled her chunky unkies supply of pot candy, but that was a close call.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been down there without anybody.
Oh yeah, with her. She has the full run of this house.
Oh,
yeah, Emmy and fuck.
What is he doing moving? Why did he move? Well, let me say this. You know, okay. You were out there cold, but warm weather is on its way. Spring is going to spring. And before the warm weather arrives and things get extra sweaty below the belt, you're going to want to stock up on Sheath underwear. Here's the deal. This underwear has a pouch for your dick and a separate pouch for your balls.
All right.
Separate but equal, so things don't turn into a moist mess down there.
Ew.
You know how gross your genitals are? You know how you're a real piece of shit as soon as it's above 50 degrees? That's how smooth I am. Oh, I'm smooth, baby. If I could be smooth down there, that would be preferable. I'd rather have nothing than the moist mess, the jungle gym of dick and balls down there, the concrete jungle. Just the fucking, speaking of Little Chechnya, every time I have to, you know, I took a shower today for the first time since the shoot. So I probably, I probably showered Tuesday before we left the Airbnb.
You've been home for 3 days.
Yeah, not showering, not bathing.
Wearing a poncho.
No poncho. I was wearing the same boxers and shorts.
What?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
What the fuck?
And I reeked so bad. It's not even spring. It doesn't have to be hot out to be gross as hell. But you know,
why the fuck would you do that?
I don't know. I was like a little kid who didn't want to take a bath because, you know, I liked the freedom. I liked the control.
You were pushing it.
That's right. I was on E.
Yeah, you were on fumes.
I was.
You were
past
popping the
E.
Clutch. Holy shit! Did Creech say anything?
No, but
did you go near your wife in the last 4 days?
Yeah, I'm sure she noticed. I told her, I was like, I keep not showering, and she was like, get in there, and I was like, no, I don't wanna.
You had to talk about it, and you still didn't shower. I don't wanna, he said to his wife.
I didn't feel like it. But
the 41-year-old said to his wife,
these sheath underwear are tops. I like them. They're comfortable. And, you know, the guy that made them was a U.S. Army sergeant.
Oh, that's huge.
So, you know, they love their underwear. there's a tracking
device. Where do you
device.
Get them, Lund?
You get them online. There's a website involved. I'll get to that. But, yeah, the underwear, each pair of underwear comes with a free camel spider.
You were walking around, too.
I was mostly at home. I wasn't going to meetings or anything.
Okay, so you shower. Oh, yeah, but if you're just at home, you're just stewing in your own muck.
Yeah, I was stewing.
You're just sitting cross-legged. You're fucking stumped.
Legless.
You're legless. You can't wash yourself because you can't get your fucking wagon's broken. You can't get to the bathroom.
Creech.
Yeah, the pulley. You're just reaching system
uppy,
was down.
Uppy.
But yeah. Sheath underwear. It's great. Everybody loves it. President Biden wears them all the time. And he's not my president, but I'm a sovereign citizen, so nobody can tell me shit in Elbert County or elsewhere. But, yeah, go to sheathunderwear.com and use code Chubby to get 20% off your first order, plus Sheath Underwear's 100% money-back guarantee. That's sheathunderwear.com, promo code Chubby. Get Sheath Underwear, support the show, support your balls. Support nice. Your kids. Why don't you pay your fucking child support, you loser? Oh, the check didn't come. Fucking get a job.
I'm back. Oh, no. It says a new recording track started due to changes in your devices?
Is that right?
Did that just fuck us?
I don't think so.
Because I moved? Because I sat up?
You know you're not supposed to do that.
I know. Becker, what's the move here?
Yeah. Becker can't hear you.
Oh, good. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that there's rumors going around the Mexican train table that Becker is, in fact, also wearing a diaper. Isn't that nuts? That's what Susu's talking about.
Shit.
I guess that's the buzz around the juice box, is that Becker, in fact, walks around and sits in poo-poo and pee-pee all day.
One diaper a day, yeah.
One diaper like a day, yeah.
Like a real fool.
Like a real cowboy.
He's scared of new diapers, so it's almost three dumps per diaper.
Oh. Can you imagine?
His legs are kicked.
That's like something you would do when you're in one of your bathing strikes. What's the longest you think you could go?
I was going to say, I've never done the four wears of some underwear. That sounds like something that you were into before ditching them altogether.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely was flipping undies, or also just not flipping undies, just letting it ride.
Letting it ride, letting it reek.
Yeah, and then you reek. And also you got to remember, I was smoking cigarettes a lot back in the day. So not only was it inverted diaper style, flip them up, it was also just like nonstop Winstons. It was terrible.
Yeah, I remember the extra level of stank that you or Bobby or Chris could attain was due to throwing a bunch of cigs on top of whatever else was going on.
Bad I mean, diet, pound for pound, drinking. Chris Charpentier's the smelliest guy we've ever met. Remember when his feet were so bad that what's-her-name threw up? She was like, I'm sorry, what's that smell? And we were like, what do you mean? We were just hanging out in Chris's house, and we're used to, you know, it smelling like someone just napalmed a zoo. I mean, it reeked in there, dude. It was like someone carpet bombed the fucking San Diego Zoo, and we lived in a treehouse above the smoke. I mean, it reeked in there. What was her fucking name? I can't remember. Remember, she was super hot, and her and Chris broke up, and she tried to throw it at me and Brent Gill to get back at him. The two grossest pigs she knew. She tried to break it wide open for a couple of real ones to get back at Chris. After she like faked being pregnant, and Chris was like all scared for 2 months, and then she was like, "Oh, that was just a joke," and he was like, "What?" Anyway, she was like, "What's that smell?" Do you remember her?
I think I know who you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah. She had them, but she was small, so she didn't have a lot of them. But on her body, they were there.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah,
she puked.
Oh yeah, she was like, "What's that smell?" And we were like, "We don't. What do you mean? It's just fucking shut up. We're playing. Try and get the ball in the chimney. All right. Why don't you sit on the ground?
We're singing,
the stools are for boys.
We're singing and wrestling.
Yeah. But yeah, then she was like, "Oh my god, I think it's your shoes, Chris." And he was like, "Oh, they probably is." And then she picked one up. And was like, "Oh my god," and threw up like near the shoe and then dropped the shoe into the puddle of vomit. Do you remember that?
And then George Michael roll around in it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I was there for that one.
I think it was the day that Pete Holmes came over to buy mushrooms and then like didn't look up from his phone or like talk to one of us.
Oh yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I think I might have showed up right after that or something.
Yeah.
Because I think
he had to like step over a puddle of vomit when he came in.
Ow, what is that smell?
That's pretty good.
Whoa!
Uh-oh. Did I just call Pete Holmes? Fuck, no. Okay. I had turned this shit on airplane mode.
God, Becker's going through it. He's having a cardiac event.
I really wanted him in here, too.
Yes.
People love Becker. Now it's just like me and you are talking while one of us is playing video games.
Who's playing video games?
Not you.
Oh, you know.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Where's the other hand?
It's texting, Becker.
Yeah, no, it's in there. I can tell from your posture when you're trying to act like you're not itching your nads. Like, I've seen you fake not itch your nads so many times that I can tell when you're nad fibbing.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say it's nice when Becker's in here to potentially distract you from what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm just staring at you in a little box in my computer. It's very bizarre.
I thought maybe you'd be looking around.
No.
Your surroundings.
No. All I see is deflated bounce house, and it's giving me bad vibes.
Oh, yeah. Is there a theme to it? Is it a Frozen bounce house?
No, it's just an affordable baseline bounce house. But what I keep thinking of is there's a scene, I don't know if there's a scene in a movie or I just wrote it in my head, where there's like, you know, a bunch of kids are like at a carnival, they're at like a fun fair, and then a guy gets out of his car and he has a gun. And then all you hear is a woman scream, like, no! And then it cuts to the aftermath, and it's just a deflated bounce house. That's what I'm thinking of.
Hmm.
I probably wrote that in my head, because I'm so good at that.
Yeah, it made me think of happiness, but I don't think there's a bounce house at the park.
I love Happiness. Great movie.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, it's a lot, baby. But that's okay, because I'm a lot, too.
It's a whole thing.
Did I tell you that you see Kristen Stewart's boobs in Love Lies Bleeding?
Yes. And that's cool.
Yeah. Very, like eraser-esque nipples. Very exciting. Long-time admirer.
What is that on? Or did you rent it?
I went and saw it in theaters, man. I went by myself to the Pavilions and saw a movie.
Oh, that's what you watched at the Pavilions. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Love the Pavilions. I tried to sneak in, but the door is locked.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it was just like me. I was alone down there, and there's that very broad man. He's just like wide. He's as wide as he is deep, who works the door. He's got, like, the red rosy cheeks, and he's been there since 2003, and he has, you know, like, he played with a bag when he was a baby, and he got trapped in there for a while. His head was trapped. It's like one of those situations.
Sometimes he still thinks the bag is is trying to get back on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was just me and him, and I was like, yeah. Well, me and fucking Corky Romano, I'm going to win this battle of wits. But the door was locked. Becker?
Was it a good movie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's more style than substance, but it's still an exciting film.
Man, Becker's freaking out.
It's horny. I bet he's not having a good time right now. I bet he's pissed. I bet he's mad. He wants to hang out with us. Now he's not. Fuck. This is like practice for when he passes away.
He better not.
It's like he's here with us. I don't want him to pass away. I want him to be there for when we power wash you. Man, Emily won't shut up about your butt crack.
It's still, God, it's her. It's like a Susu with the diaper thing.
Oh, yeah, she's a dog with a bone. She's a three-year-old with a diaper rumor. And Emily was like over it. She was like, ugh, okay, yeah, I'm wearing a diaper. Okay, LOL. And then after like 45 minutes, I got like the stern like wrist grab, like, shut up about the diaper. Like, over Susu's head, shut up about the diaper. She was concerned that Susu was going to go to school and say, my aunt wears a diaper and it's full of pee pee and poo poo. It's like, who cares? What, are they going to stop the presses? What? Toddler today is going to do an expose?
God, yeah, God forbid she's the coolest girl at her, in her class for a few minutes.
before a disinterested adult just says, "Susanna, shut up."
Yeah, let her fly.
Right. Emmy was like worried that it was going to spread around the halls.
Fuck.
We're going to some kind of bounce around ball pit room tomorrow.
It's not a trampoline park.
It's something like that, but I guess there's a big foam pit and you can jump in there.
Okay.
I want to chuck her in that foam pit.
If it's a trampoline thing, she's probably too small, unless it's there's a little kid area.
Yeah, but if there's a foam pit, I'm going to double underhook DDT her into it. Powerbomb, probably. For sure. For sure, a razor's edge. That's what I'm calling. That or a dominator. It'll probably start as a razor's edge and end as a dominator. Because I'm not going to commit all the way through.
Fuck.
I can't wait. She was playing a fun game today at the park where I would go down the slide first, and then she would come down the slide and just kick me in the back. That was the game.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We, of course, had to play it 20 times.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of resale value on bits when you're a little kid, and you want them done to death every time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sammy, down the slide again. All right, this thing going to kick me in the back again? Yeah. Okay, come on, Susu. Whatever you want, kid.
Are you going to get another haircut soon? Seems like that's your new thing.
Yeah, I need to get a haircut every 6 days. This haircut sucks. Yuck. Did you eat any corned beef and cabbage today?
No.
Just corned beef?
No. Megan said she made... I don't know if she said... We were gone, or I was gone last year, or the year before, and she made corned beef and cabbage. And I think I might have had some when I got back from wherever I was, but not this year. We've had some bacon in the house for the last week or so.
Pre-cooked?
That's been good. No. Cook it up in the air fryer.
So you've just had a bunch of uncooked bacon?
Uncooked until it's time to eat some. I haven't
had
too
much.
Well,
you brought it up. You said, we've had a lot of bacon in the house. Like the way a drug dealer will be like, hey, man, we got some opium out of nowhere. Like somehow you got a bunch of bacon? Like you lucked into it?
We've been buying bacon. I guess wasn't a thing we were doing.
Yeah, we weren't bacon
people. And now, God, once it gets in, it's in the walls. It's in the fucking studs.
What, bacon or Becker?
Bacon.
Oh, no. I spilled my bubble water again.
Don't unplug.
I'm not unplugging. I'm not moving again for the next 13 minutes.
Oh, did you guys blast any of the Blue Dream pre-rolls that James from Governors gave us?
Dude, they were dipped in wax and rolled in keef.
What?
Yeah, did you open them up?
Yeah, but I didn't pull any out. I just smelled them, and they smelled incredible.
Oh, dude, we smoked one of those at Casey Jones Park and then another one at the skate park. And that's why I was so fucking freaked out when we went to Third Bridge. Because I was like scared and also high on wax and oil and keef and grass. I was blasted. I blew a hit of weed into my dad's ear and he was not stoked.
Because it hurt. Because it was thick.
I don't know. He just was like, he went, very good. That's what he does. Locks. He's very passive aggressive. He goes, oh, that's great.
Shows his
mad
teeth.
As he gets. Oh, dude, Emmy had a ear, like, ear, one of those, like, things where you look in someone's ear or nose with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have at a doctor's office.
Sure.
She had one today. She looked in my ear. She pulled out a fucking brick of wax, like, that long.
Ugh.
Just black, like red, blackish. Speaking of opium, it looked like, you know, the Chinese dilemma. It was gnarly.
Had you felt anything weird going on in there?
No, but after she pulled it out, there was a whole, like, barometric pressure realignment. It was nuts.
Ugh.
I got dizzy. I thought she popped my drum. I heard, like, an uncorking, and it was like my head was a fucking bottle of champagne.
Just the one. The other one was fine.
The other one, not notable. I think it's because I sleep on my right side, you know, so I'm impacting a lot. Also, I never fuck with Q-tips because those are for girls.
Oh, that's dumb.
I'm not listening to you on any bits of grooming advice.
Oh, because I didn't... You... What do you think you... Your average amount of time in between showers is 4 days. So you judging me
over the
nuts.
Course of my lifetime, yes.
Oh, but yeah, you just want to count the last 3 months.
Yeah.
So that you can be considered the cleanest boy in the world.
Oh, yeah.
But no. Yeah, you average. Used to be like, showers are for girls. They'd be like, oh, and baths are for boys? And you're like, no, baths are for girls. And it's like, okay.
So rolling around in dirt is for boys. Just kicking up sand.
Does.
Yeah, that's the move.
Come here.
Who is it? Is it Becker? Did he drive over to your house?
Yeah, he's up.
Come on, Becker. Yep, now. Ha.
The fucking Bears, man.
Yeah.
It's a weird reality.
They got rid of Justin Fields.
Oh, dude. I don't know what is going on with the Bears or the Broncos. And, yeah. I thought they were going to hold on to Fields, build around him a little bit more. No. Cut bait. Broncos
also,
spent a bunch of money on Russ. Cut bait.
Well, yeah, but Russ signed with the Steelers, and they were the ones who traded for Fields. So what's Russ going to do?
Yeah, they're both on the Steelers. It's interesting.
Yeah, it sucks.
Justin maybe is like a third down quarterback. No, I don't
mean,
know.
That's the next move, right? Hybridizing the quarterback position? Specializing it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't think... I don't know if it's ever been considered because it's so much to ask of someone is to learn it, and you have to learn it by being in there. So the less you're in there, the less you're learning it. But
I don't know, man.
Crazier things have happened. What, two quarterbacks on the field, two footballs. make it more exciting. Have the competition be in the game, not in practice. The game is when the coaches decide.
Yeah. There should be like, you know how they have like the challenge flag and they only get two of them a game? They mm-hmm. should have three other flags in there, like... One is exploding ball, so, you know, they throw the
Mutant
flag
leak.
And the refs secret in the explosive ball.
We want
maybe on like a punt.
Football.
Yeah, I'm talking about an exploding football. And yeah, that could be one. That's a classic prank. What's going on, bear? Bear attack?
Who knows? There's
Did he find another pair of your underwear?
The guy in the hater-free zone is over there doing God knows what in his little shed. And the Bears are back, and I'm down here. We're in a poncho.
Dude, what's the hater-free zone?
The dude, this guy lived across the way in this, because like we're in a little cul-de-sac, and there's like a ravine, so there's not a bunch of houses near us. There's an old
woman.
So
the guy who lives across the creek.
No, he's on the same side of the creek, but he's not directly across the street from us. He's like catty-corner. He's a little... A little ways away, tucked away. But the hater-free zone is right, is like facing our front yard.
Why do you call it the hater-free zone?
He spray-painted that on the door of like the garage.
What?
You don't listen to me. I've definitely brought this up.
I don't think so, man. I think you brought it up in the van, but not on the pod.
No, no. This was because we've lived here for a year, and when we first moved in here, he was in jail because he was selling drugs, and he got in trouble because, like, his mom was over there and, like, being neglected. I think he was mostly in the hater-free zone and not in, like, the main house where his mom is, like, I don't know, in need of help. And so,
the hater-free zone is inside the garage?
Yeah, I think it's the garage.
Have you ever gotten a peek? Have you ever been in the hater-free zone?
No, I don't go over there. There was like nobody over there for most of last year. And then, I think he got out of prison or jail. And
so when he became unincarcerated, was his first stop the spray paint can store? And then he came home before he put his bag down and just tagged hater-free zone?
No, that's been there. So it's not new, but him being around and people coming and going over there.
Him occupying the zone.
He's in the zone, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes there's smoke coming out of the fucking top of the zone. Yeah. And I don't know what he's working, what he's doing, but maybe the bear will get into the hater-free zone.
Hey, no haters allowed, bear.
A bear on meth. We could have a sequel to Cocaine Bear. I will be sure to hit up Elizabeth Banks.
Could we put like a lavalier on you and send you into the hater-free zone?
I'm not going over there.
Why? Well, okay, we'll get Carlos in the zone. Carlos is a good undercover agent.
I haven't seen people like the lady that owns this house said that there used to be people coming and going, sketchy folks, and the cover. I told you this. The cover was that he fixed small electronics, so you had these very sketched out looking stragglers and wanderers and flower children just like
holding a digital alarm clock.
Yeah, like lined up outside of the hater free zone.
The toaster.
A little alarm clock and a toaster.
Web TV. Like Becker's out there with a router. I actually needed help. Hey man, you can come in here, but there's only one question. Are you a hater? No? All right. Enter the zone.
Yeah, dude.
It's so funny to think of a guy who thinks that's badass. It's like, oh yeah, when I got off work, I go to the fucking liquor store, I get a couple tall boys of Busch Light, and then I go to the HFZ. And I just chill in there,
man.
Does
his thing, yeah.
It's my zone. As long as you're not a hater, you're welcome to come chill. But if you hate, bro, you need to save that shit for the door, because there's only one rule in here, and it's we celebrate. We don't play or hate. He thinks that's tough.
Fixing electronics and getting people what they need to go about their day. A little energy, a little pick-me-up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, yeah, you got to fix
definitely
your
not hate.
PlayStation 1 controller.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a fucking George Foreman grill that's on the fritz. Do you want any crystal meth or not? Read the zone, stupid.
Well, yeah, I just thought I could actually like do both, like get this thing fixed. I'm not going to be hungry for a while, thanks to your other business, but eventually,
which we all appreciate. Hey, as a member of the community, thank you.
Eventually, I'm going to want a grilled cheese.
Yeah. When I come down off this peanut butter crank, when I finally leave the hater-free zone, I'm going to need a panini.
We may end up... Oh, and I mentioned the Confederate flag people, right? My other neighbors?
God, no.
We shouldn't have shown Trinidad to be so fun, and there's a cool bar in town, and everybody's... Everybody's enjoying things without the other side of this house is like a street and a half, you know, a street away from us. We have to drive by it every day. And they had a bunch of dogs, so I think they might be breeding dogs. And then all of a sudden, there's just a giant Confederate flag hanging from the porch. And I can't see exactly which sign they have, like sassy no trespassing sign, but it's something, it's one of those ones that says like, come on up and I'll show you my friend or something, and it's a gun, like one of those like just ridiculous. It's not at Hot Topic, but it's at
Big
Black
R
Black Rifle. Yes,
it's at Hard R.
It's that, yeah, it's that big R
in the sassy fucking I know my rights area.
Damn, they got the flag going.
Confederate flag in Southern Colorado. And
powerful symbol.
The funny, like, oh, it, I think it might say something about touch my doorbell and I'll help you see God, but then it's just like a picture of a gun.
Wow.
It's something like that. I'll try to find it.
It's, I mean, it's right there. Touch my doorbell and I'll send you to hell. It rhymes. It's right there. It's like iambic pentameter.
Rhyming is for girls, though. Taylor Swift should have said a poet.
Rhyming is for girls or badass rappers.
Right, yeah, it doesn't hold up to scrutiny, but...
That guy loves rappers.
Yeah, so... God, this fucking... Just, I have like 6 neighbors, and those are 2 of them.
Yeah, it sucks.
And a third one is Becker, so it's, you know, at least I... At least I can keep tabs on him.
Yeah, we don't have to put that bell around his neck.
Once he starts quoting Nietzsche, then I'll know that I have to watch out for him too. But
oh, good.
Once a bear eats that spy cat that lives next to him, then you know I know that I have to go over there and take all of his knives.
Yeah, you have to go over there and put a pillow over his face until he falls asleep. Hey, thank you for joining us on this free episode of Chubby Behemoth. You can see me all over, including Traverse City, Michigan this next weekend, Arcata, California, Bloomington, Indiana, Dallas-Fort Worth, Providence, Rhode Island. Please check out samtalent.com, watch Wide World, and support our Patreon. That'd be a nice thing to do.
Yeah, go to the Sam Talent's Wide World on YouTube.
Like, check, subscribe, comment.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
If you guys could just all subscribe, that'd be tight. You know, we have a bunch of listeners. I only have like 8,000 subscribers on my YouTube. Get over there. Be a part of the first 10,000, man. Be a part of the Los Caballeros, as we're calling them.
Oh yeah. Also, you know what I decided is that if when you hit how many, you said you have 8,000 subscribers.
Yeah, I'll look right now.
When you hit 10,000 subscribers, I'm going to push you in front of a train. Like a slow moving train.
Okay.
And so that's pretty cool.
That's very nice, yeah.
Subscribe on YouTube.
Flatten me like a penny.
Stay tuned for
stay
Becker health update.
Yeah, I hope he's not just dead on the line right now.
But yeah, I'll be in Fort Worth at Hyenas, and I'll be in Bloomington at the Comedy Attic. I'm excited to get the band back together.
Me too, man. I'm not going to see you for a long time.
Yeah. Because
I'm going over to Europe to open for Tim D. I don't know if I told you guys that, but I'm going over to Europe to open for Tim Dillon the first 2 weeks of April, dear listeners. So, sorry, but I gots to go.
You have to be the little guy like me.
Yeah, I have to be the worm.
You have to be the Lund. The worm wrangler.
I'm going right, full Lund.
Let's get out of here. I gotta get high.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm trying, but I think Becker has to stop it.
Oh, yeah, so let's...
We can walk away, though. We're out of here.